listening to KDRT.org, LP. Oops. Sorry about that. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 FM, Davis, California. That's KDRT.org. And now stay tuned for Heart to Heart with Dr. G, a program for folks who want to live life richly, lightly, and wisely. So today might be my final program, and I may return at some time, maybe, but at this moment, this is the last of my programs. So I thought, what do I want to do in this program that could be the final one for a while anyways? And I looked for books that I would not part with. And it was difficult, of course, to limit it to three books, but I did. And I will tell you about those three books because they made a difference in my life. So here is one of them. In just a few moments. Now, you might wonder what is so special about this music. Well, it is music that is played, created by Peter Blueberry, and in one of his many books, and this one is titled, It's Okay to Laugh While You Cry. Think about that for a moment, because in the midst of great pain, there is still room for laughter. So you might wonder, which three books did I select? Well, the first book is called, and I got to know it in French first, Le Petit Prince, which is translated as In the Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, a French author, of course. And it is a little bit different, even though the translation is perfect. It's very good. And yet there's nothing wrong with the translation. And yet there's something different that is heard very clearly in the original book and a little bit differently in the English version. So what is The Little Prince? Well, I'll share with you a little bit of the beginning of this book. Because he says, "Once when I was 6 years old, I saw a magnificent picture in a book called True Stories from Nature about the primeval forest. It was a picture of a boa constrictor in the act of swallowing an animal. And he made a copy of the drawing, and people said, 'What's so big about this?' I pondered deeply," says the author, the little prince, Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. "I pondered deeply then over the adventures of the jungle, and after some work with a colored pencil, I succeeded in making my first drawing, my drawing number one. It looked like this, and yes, it does look like a hat, except that it is a picture. The drawing is not a picture of a hat. It's a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. There we go. It is a picture of a boa constrictor digesting an elephant. But since grown-ups were not able to understand, I then made another drawing. I drew the inside of the box, the boa constrictor, so that the grown-ups could see it clearly. They always need to have things explained. My drawer number two looked like this, and it does look like a boa who has swallowed an elephant. And it speaks about the fact that oftentimes people need to have things explained to them before they wonder about what else might it mean. And it's good for parents who are listening to this program at this moment to say, you know, my child may be doing quite well in doing something that I may not understand, but I might like to say, that's very intriguing. Or I might like to say, I like your drawing. Tell me about it. Instead of saying, what did you draw? What's the matter with you? And it's a reminder, the Little Prince is a reminder about, I used to say, actually, that this was the best psychology book in that could be. And why did I say that? Because it's about life and it's about death, and that seems to be the whole of life. Guidelines for living well and having good relationships, and guidelines for dying, for acceptance of having made connections that will end. So The Little Prince, if you have not read it, I would urge you to read it wherever you are in your life. Perhaps like I was a teenager one time, a long time ago, in fact. And yet I have reread it many, many times because depending on what age or where I am in my existence, it makes a difference whether I get it or don't get it or think about it. And if I think about it, that's already more than just a judgment that is said in goodwill, with goodwill, and with correction in mind. Yet sometimes instead of correcting, we might do well to listen. So The Little Prince is a really good book to have and to read at any time in life. And it is originally in French. And if you have the delight of and the you have the talent to read it in French, read it in French and then read it in English, or read it in English and then read it in French. But if you do not know French, then maybe you could say, I wonder what I might be missing, the subtleties that I might be missing. And you may never have an answer. And yet, just because you don't have an answer, at least you have a question. And it is important to have questions that some of them are never answered. And yet, we wonder. In fact, there are sayings from this book in French and in English, Le Petit Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, or The Little Prince, which is also by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. And it's good to say, you know, what is it that I'm missing maybe, and to wonder instead of worry. Think about that. I'll be right back and stay tuned. So The Little Prince, Le Petit Prince, is a book about life, living life well, developing relationships that work for us, whether they're light, medium, or profound. And it's good to say, you know, however long I live, whether it's 20 years or 50 years or 72 years or 104 years of age when you die, you may like to know that you have done well in the life that you've had. You've not been perfect, but you've been working at becoming more of what you have the ability to be. And that's what I got out of The Little Prince, Le Petit Prince. And it's a book well worth living and liking and reading again and again and again. By the way, you might like to know that Davis Joint Unified School District has SPARK programs, S-P-A-R-K. Yes, the Davis Joint Unified School District offers SPARK, supportive partnerships and active recreation for kids. And it offers those programs to provide safe, before and after school care for kids, where they will explore their interests and develop their academics, their social skills, and their physical well-being. So for more information, visit djusd.net. S-P-A-R-K. Wow, that's a mouthful. And yet at the same time, it's good to say, I'd like to visit that. So there's a division at some point of a line that goes up and down. DJUSD.net. And that division, DJUSDS. P-A-R-K. So if you've never read Le Petit Prince, whether you read it in English, in French, or it's been translated in many languages, because it is that good of a book, it's worth reading and rereading and rereading again at various times in your life, because you will be touched by different portions of this book. What is the next book that I picked? I picked a book that I found quite accidentally. I wasn't looking for it, and yet there was a bookstore that had books with the cover facing you, and it said Kitchen Table Wisdom, and I thought, that's my kind of book. Whatever it is between the cover and the last page, I don't care at this moment. Kitchen Table Wisdom by Rachel Naomi Riemann, MD. And Rachel Naomi Riemann is an MD who had the opportunity to take some training at Esalen Institute many years ago. And when she did that, I think it touched parts of herself that had not found a voice. So she says in the book, on the book, Stories That Heal by Rachel Naomi Riemann, MD. And she herself had a condition that she knew about when she was quite young. And it's understandable that she might, like the author I had as a guest 2 weeks ago, come to think of it. And that man is Peter Blueberry. And he uses different names, like for his music or his books. Yet at the same time, it's okay to laugh while you cry, because he had good reason to be in pain at some moment in his life. And yet, it says on top, on the face of the book, it says Poems, Words, and Art by Peter Blueberry. Now, I happen to like blueberries, and so I was interested in meeting this person whose name was Blueberry, and he has many names, yet at the same time, it's really important to know that, in fact, come to think of it, I have been told that in some parts of the world, it's good to change one's name depending on what is of great value or great interest for us. How about them apples? I'm looking at this book. This is one of the first that he put out, and it says, It's Okay to Laugh While You Cry. The book that I've mentioned, the second book, the first one, of course, was The Little Prince. The second one I came across, I don't know when, but it was a long time ago. Kitchen Table Wisdom, Stories That Heal by Rachel Naomi Riemann, MD. And she has written a following book called My Grandfather's Blessings. And at some point, she says something like, what my grandfather taught me and what I learned from him was to listen, to listen, to listen. To be interested in what someone has to say instead of to promptly say, oh, well, I had the same thing happen to me, or here's what I would do in your shoes. The fact is that if you were in that person's shoes, you would probably do exactly what he or she is doing, because that's their background. That's what they know at this time in life. In fact, Peter Blueberry said himself, your diamond will sparkle more brightly after you have let others polish it. And this music is by Peter Blueberry. So what did I get from kitchen table wisdom? A whole lot, actually. Yet it's good to pick it up and say, kitchen table wisdom. Wisdom and kitchen table don't seem to go together. Maybe they do. Because it's good to ask oneself, what is the impact that I've experienced from my parents, from the people I knew when I was younger? Whether it's very younger or a little bit younger or yesterday. What did you learn? What has been the impact that you've had that was imprinted on you and that you still live by, and maybe it is not in alignment with your truth, or maybe it is, but it's good to wonder about it. And that's what Kitchen Table Wisdom, which is a thick book, but yet it can be read very, very now and then, and different parts will strike you, or you may choose to pay attention to a different part of the book at this time. And so it's good to say, what is the impact that I've had that has been made on me when I was growing up, and do I like it? Does it fit? Is it in alignment with my truth or the person that I choose to become? And I may never be that person fully, and yet I just want to improve my way of being in the world as I go along and not assume at any time that I have it all, and that's the way it is. And here's something that you might like to know, those of you who have the privilege of living here in Davis. Join us on Wednesday, April 29th, that's today, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Armadillo Music on F Street between 2nd and 3rd in downtown Davis. KDRT and Armadillo Music will be raffling off a pair of tickets to see Pat Metheny and Side Eye 3 at the Crest Theater in Sacramento on May 2nd. No purchase is necessary. Just visit Armadillo Music on April 29th, that's today, to enter. Suds and Sounds happens on the last Wednesday of most months, so mark your calendars, and join us. So I have talked about two books, and I have not done justice to either book because they are books that need to be read, reread, and reread once again. The second book, well, the first one was The Little Prince by Antoine de Saint-Exupéry. The second one is Kitchen Table Wisdom by Rachel Naomi Riemann. And she's an MD, so her background was different. It wasn't psychology. And yet she had the good sense to be open to learning, to be more of who she has the makings of being. At least that's the impression that I'm left with. So, and a second book, which I don't have with me, is called My Grandfather's Blessings. And Her grandfather maybe was a very wise man and a man of the cloth, and it's good that she paid attention to what he had to say and made use for it for herself, made some sense of it in a way that worked for her. So the book by Rachel Naomi Riemann, and her book is called, the main book, the first book is Kitchen Table Wisdom. And it's about living your life with good sense and being aware of the impact that has been yours because of some people who were next door neighbors or grandparents or parents themselves or people who grew you up, so to speak. And yet it's good to say, does that represent the same? Is there something similar that I value? Or is it that I need to value it, but because that's the best they knew to do at the time, and yet at the same time, I need to think further about this and get my impression from other people as well. Of course, I would love to read to you in French, but that would do no good. However, the book is available, Le Petit Prince, or The Little Prince. And if you ask for it, it's not complicated to find it somewhere on the shelf. And the second book that I've talked about is called Kitchen Table Wisdom and My Grandfather's Blessings, both of which are stories that help you live life more gratefully, more joyfully, more lightly. And that book is by, and those two books are from Rachel Naomi Riemann, MD. And here's a word about the Davis School Arts Foundation. The Davis School Arts Foundation supports culturally relevant arts education for kids in our public schools. So for more information on programs and more information on events, visit DavisSchoolArtsFoundation.org. That's Davis, D-A-V-I-S, School, S-C-H-O-O-L, Arts, A-R-T-S, Foundation, FOUNDATION.org. Davis School Arts Foundation.org. And what is the third book that I would like to tell you about? The book itself is a book of poems written by Victor D. Souvarow. from 1952 to 2019. And from the sea to Santa Fe is both the title and the story of his life, from living by the sea to living in Santa Fe, New Mexico. And I've met this man, and I really appreciate that I did. In fact, he dedicated a poem to me, and I was flabbergasted and delighted to the max about that. But even if I don't tell you about that poem, I could tell you about all the other poems that are like a sequence of his life. And it's written and said in such a way that it's like life. And who knows what talents, what capabilities are there for you if you allow yourself to be genuine, to be dedicated to being more of what you have the capacity to be. And that's what his book of poetry looks like. For example, he says, well, let me see. Whoops, papers falling out of books. Okay, here's one. Let me see. He says, living is the title of the poem. I call it living when I wake with the dawn, dancing, with the sense that this day begins with light, with birds and whispers in the tall grass, along with feathers of clouds catching the sun's first rays. So I ask you whether you get up in the morning with something that helps you celebrate life. He says in a poem called Even in Winter, open your hearts. Let the sun stream in spite of everyday troubles, in spite of disappointments, in spite of car wrecks, deaths, and disasters. Nourish hope, the one that keeps one going. Be kind to yourself. And yes, do open your hearts so that love may enter and dance your desires, even in winter. Let the sun stream in. Each day is a wonder, if only we let it become the bringer of pleasures to all those we love and to those who love you, even in winter. Oh my gosh. Said in just a few words, and yet, oh my gosh, what a brilliant poem, what a brilliant opportunity to say, what am I doing with my life so far? Am I pleased with it? And what do I want to do with it now? And maybe what do I choose to become? He has another poem, which is scary, for example. It's called Statistics. More than 96.9% of our activities are spent in various kinds of commerce. Think about that by itself. 96.9%, whether it's correct or not, what portion of your life do you spend having to do with what we call in this poem, commerce? And so he says at the end of the poem, the remaining 8/10 are dedicated to that rare thing called doing nothing, without which nothing does, in fact, get done. Oh, la la. So the poem says, you know, 1/2 of 1% is spent on this, and 3 1/2 tenths are present with this, and 2 1/2 tenths of 1% of all time is spent on this and that. And What gives you the most of your life? What helps you make the most of the life that you have? Not the life that you would have liked to have, but the life that you do have. And it's good to say, do I enjoy my life? Do I make the most of it in spite of difficulties of one sort and or another? By the way, Victor DeSouvereau was chosen at some point to receive the New Mexico's highest honor in recognition of the finest artists and major contributors to the arts. He's been selected to receive the 2019 Governor's Award for Excellence in the Arts. Victor DeSouvereau, Victor, DeSouvereau. And this was written in Taos, New Mexico in 1993. And this is the poem that he dedicated and came back for to give it to me. Some call it gypsy, other call it the wild streak. Others say appetite or the wind, the one blowing from the south, the one we know to be there and not there at the same time. And the last stanza of this poem says, some call it gypsy, others say appetite or the wind. I call it the saving grace, the one we need to sing. So who knows who lives within yourself? Who knows what the difficulties of life might bring out with you, for you, and make you become more of what you have the ability to be? So in a way, I think about Victor de Souvarow's dedicated poems, everything in between, the trip of life. And he found a way to say, with artistry and with mistakes and with difficulties, he talked about what his life has been all about. And I had the delight, opportunity, and chance to meet Victor de Souvarow. And I'm so glad that I did. And I knew him at different times in his life. And I knew him when he was close to death. And I'm glad I did. So the book is titled From the Sea to Santa Fe, the Collected Works of Victor de Souvarow, from 1952 to 2019, poems spanning a lifetime. One of his poems is one about dying, because he came close to dying, and he said, in his poetic way, a chance meeting. I have just met the angel of death. She is sweet and charming and not at all as scary as we all have been brought up to think. No. She is gentle and comforting, works a lot in hospices, and sees that tender care becomes available when necessary. It's her job, it says at the bottom of the poem, she said, as she smiled and reached out to touch my hand recently. Yes, for a while at least, this is my last program, and it might be the last one altogether. Who knows? This is Dr. G saying ciao for now.